Now, if it weren't for the COVID-19 outbreak, we very well might be previewing the Milwaukee Brewers season right now. They made a lot of moves over the winter, opting not to re-sign some of their key players from the last couple of years, but they did lock up All-Star outfielder and 2018 National League MVP Christian Yelich to a long-term deal. They were supposed to open the season against the Chicago Cubs at Miller Park this afternoon, but now it's anyone's guess when that's going to happen. But we thought we'd celebrate opening day anyway by looking back at some of the greatest season openers in Brewers history. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have an opening day tradition? Do you usually show up at the stadium for the home opener, or do you make plans to watch or listen to it on opening day? Are you bummed that it's not happening today? And do you have a favorite memory to share? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tom Hodricourt is a longtime Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, good to have you back with us.
Good afternoon. It's a weird feeling for me, I'm sure for a lot of your listeners too. As you said, we're used to seeing baseball, or at least listening to baseball on this day, aren't we?
Yeah, well, now it's your job, of course, and I assume you're bummed not to be doing it. But on a personal level, what's it like for you to have opening day canceled?
Well, it got real today, that's for sure. I mean, we've known that the season was going to be delayed because of the coronavirus, but it gets real once the calendar turns to March 26 today, the day we knew, the Brewers, as you said, the Brewers were going to play the Cubs at Miller Park today. So it starts getting real now, and, you know, we sort of know just from what they've said that the hiatus is going to go at least until mid-May. And, then, you know, that's 6 weeks or more from now. I got a feeling it's going to be a long 6 weeks, if not more.
What are Brewers and other teams doing nowadays?
Well, right now they're not doing much. I think at some point if they reopen the workout facilities, I think guys will go back to working out in Arizona and here in Milwaukee as well. You know, at some point, if they are going to play games this year, they're going to have to resume training again at some point because they were not quite ready to play when they shut down. And now that they are being idle for so long, they're certainly going to need some type of workouts and exhibition games before they start playing regular games. So there's so many questions we have. There's no answers right now. It all depends how long the shutdown goes into the summer. And, you know, the longer they don't do anything, the more practice they'll need to get ready if they do start playing games again, or hopefully when they do start playing games again. I don't think any of us want to think of an entire summer without baseball.
Now, I know we won't have to go completely without. Fox Sports Wisconsin is going to rebroadcast, I think, last year's opener in just a bit. But you wrote a piece today, Tom. You said your most memorable opening day in Brewers history came on 1880 at County Stadium with a big grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. Can you talk us through that moment?
In 1980, you know, that was a very strange beginning to the season. The Brewers' new manager, George Bamberger, he had only been on the job a couple of years, had a heart attack in spring training and had bypass surgery. And so he was sidelined, and they went with one of their coaches, Buck Rogers, as the manager. And so before the Brewers played that game, the opener, they played a message from George Bamberger on the video board at County Stadium, and he told everybody that he'd be back as soon as he could and go out and have fun and have a beer on me, as if he would have to encourage Brewers fans to have a beer on opening day. So I think a lot of people took him up on that. And, you know, it was a kind of a back-and-forth game. The Brewers were playing the Red Sox, and they had a two-run lead going to the ninth inning. And Carl Yastrzemski and Butch Hobson hit home runs off Jim Slayton, who was going for a complete game. And so now all of a sudden it's a tie game. And they go to the bottom of the ninth, and the Brewers load the bases, and Sixto Lescano, it's a grand slam. Of all things, a grand slam to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. And, you know, 50,000 people go nuts. And so what a way to start the season. Lescano had hit a grand slam on opening day 2 years earlier. and thus became the first major league player in history to hit grand slams in two opening days. And
wow.
Just a very dramatic way to win a game. And, you know, that was back, you know, the Brewers had just turned the corner and started being good after a pretty fruitful first decade as a team in the 70s. And oddly enough, that December, Las Canas would be included in that huge trade with the Cardinals, in which they got Pete Vukovic, Ted Simmons, and Raleigh Fingers. And that's the trade that finally allowed them to make a postseason in 81 and go to the World Series in 82.
Talking to Tom Hodgecourt, longtime Brewers beat reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're remembering some great opening day moments, given that today's opening day isn't happening. Tom, that one was 1980. Last year's game, opening day, was a thriller. You included it in your piece about your most memorable opening days. Take us back to that one.
Yeah, that one ended with a great defensive play, not a great offensive play. The best offensive play in baseball is the grand slam home run. The best defensive play is stealing a home run. And the Brewers were ahead one run in the ninth inning last year, a pretty good seesaw game. And with two outs in the ninth inning, they were playing the Cardinals. Jose Martinez, a pinch hitter, sent a drive to deep right center that sure looked like a home run off the bat. But the Brewers' great center fielder, Lorenzo Cain, ran over, jumped, and caught the ball, reached up above the top of the fence and caught the ball and snatched away a home run. And, I mean, it's hard to imagine a defensive play, you know, being as thrilling as a grand slam. But in a way it was, because stealing a home run, especially, you know, I've been covering the Brewers since 1985. I've never seen an opening day end with someone stealing a home run before. And that was quite an electric way to win the game, too. So, yeah, it kind of covers both ends of the spectrum, a great offensive play, a great defensive play.
We heard from PJ on the Ideas Network Facebook page. PJ writes, "My friends and I showed up just to tailgate about 15 years ago. Some guys who obviously had a few too many came by our grill and said they'd trade us tickets for some drinks. Since we were underage, all we had was Canada Dry ginger ale. They said, we'll take it. So we got in the game for a few cans of soda just in time to see Russell Branyan hit a homer off the scoreboard." That's a great story. They didn't even expect to see the game in person. I love it. You know, that the tradition, Tom.
And for ginger ale,
yeah.
Too. Not beer, ginger ale. What a story that is.
Now, Tom, do you get to have fun before a game? I assume, you know, it's your job, so you don't get to go out there and you know, just tailgate and chill before a game. Do you get to have some fun with that kind of tradition?
Well, we always try to have fun at the ballpark, and right now we're covering baseball for a living. But, you know, opening day is a whole different animal. You know, there's a lot more media there. You know, there's a lot more pregame buzz. There's a lot going on. Mark Athanasio, the owner, usually holds a press conference. It's a very busy day. And so much emphasis is put on one game. You know, they play 162. And so, you know, sometimes people feel like, oh, my goodness, if you lose that game, the season's over already. Well, they got 161 games left afterwards. So you try not to put too much importance on it. But you know what? I think here in Wisconsin, we look at it more as than just a game. We sort of say, all right, spring's maybe finally going to come. You know, the boys of summer are out here playing a baseball game. I think we look at it as a seasonal change and that summer's not too far away. And you know, like, suppose they would have played today. It's not the greatest day, but inside the ballpark with the roof, you know, that roof changed everything for us, because I write about a game, I believe, in 1997 when the wind chill was zero at the start of the game. And, you know, when you can't feel your fingers, it's hard to hold the bat, you know. And so everything changed for us when Miller Park opened in 2001, and we got the, you know, people can talk all they want to about being hardy and, you know, taking your shirts off like they do at Packers games and stuff like that. But baseball is meant to be played in creature comfort, and the pitchers want to be able to feel the ball in their hands, and the hitters want to be able to feel the bat in their hands. It's not meant to be played in 0 degree wind chill.
Well, Tom, briefly as we wrap up, assuming we have a season that starts at some point in the near future, good prospects for the Brewers this year?
Well, they got Christian Yelich. You know, it all starts there. Boy, you know, he's in just 2 years with the team, he's won one MVP award and finished runner-up the other year. He's won batting titles both years. This guy is already arguably put together the two back-to-back greatest seasons in Brewers history. So if you got him, you've always got a chance to win. But I think they felt really good about their team going into camp, and it's a veteran team. They changed a lot of faces from last year, but they're all experienced players. They're not kids. And they still have a pretty good core of players. And I think they'll take their chances with anybody. You know, they've been to the playoffs two straight years for the first time since 81 and 82. So I think they had a lot of momentum coming into this season. And they'll be as anxious as anybody to get out there whenever they're able to start this season.
Well, fingers crossed, Tom. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. And, let's hope that we can talk again on a real opening day, not one that got delayed.
All right. Tom Hodgecourt is the Brewers beat. We talked to them about some great opening day moments in Milwaukee Brewers history. Today was scheduled to be the home opener against the Chicago Cubs.